Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, welcome to your special show, The Days of Virtue. We have with us our Sheikh, Sheikh Mustafa Mahmoud. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kayfa halak, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Sheikh. And brothers and sisters, remember, our show is all about these blessed 10 days of the Hijjah, inshallah ta'ala. And our Sheikh has been talking to us about the importance of these days. And one of the important stories associated with these days is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Isn't that right, Sheikh?
Ewa Sayyidi, yes, of course.
Yes, so Sheikh, how is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam connected to the days of the Hijjah?
SubhanAllah, where do I start? Man kana Ibrahim? Who was Ibrahim? Allah describes him in the Quran. Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan. Indeed, Ibrahim, he was an ummah. He was an entire nation on himself and devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hanifan on the path of monotheism, whom worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to mention about Ibrahim as a description, in order for us to understand about his connection and the correlation of Ibrahim with these beautiful days, is that Ibrahim was a man that literally stood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that he had to abandon his father and move away. Now, who abandoned the other? Literally, the father is the one who did that. But Ibrahim had to move away from his father. Long story short, we know about the story of Ibrahim when he was cast in the fire and he was literally shredded out of his clothes. Subhanallah. To Allah said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَكِنْ وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gift him, what did he say? فَلَمَّا اعْتَزَلَهُمْ. When he now left them, he has literally took himself off from them.
Yes.
وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, with that which they were worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهَبْنَا لَهُ. Now the word wahab, it doesn't mean that a grant, something that has been granted to you. In fact, it's something that has been gifted to you. Allah. So when Allah said, وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ, we gave him a gift of Ishaq and Ya'qub. But then Ishaq and Ya'qub, they don't really play that much of a role in terms of Hajj and all of that stuff.
Yes.
Who plays a role?
Ismail.
So if we look at Ibrahim alayhi salam as we start, you notice that Ibrahim started this way. Before Allah gave him Ishaq and Ya'qub, he had Ismail through Hajar though, let alone Sarah. Sarah was his wife, his first wife. And then he had Hajar. When he had Hajar, and there was a problem with Namrud, the king, and all of that stuff, they literally had to fly away from them. They had to leave and look for their own way to save themselves. But then Allah gives him some command, which for us today, it's not just strange, kind of weird. What is this command? Allah tells him, take your family to a valley, which is literally abandoned, and there is no one, and leave them there. Ibrahim is like, what? How does this happen? What valley? Somewhere. Bibakkata Mubarakan. We say Bibakka today Mubarakan, but actually we didn't know that Makkah was gonna exist. We didn't know that there was gonna be a Bakka, actually. The difference between Bakka and Makkah. Makkah is the one that we know today, but the reason why we say Bakka, somewhere where is constantly and often visited, subhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
That's why we have
right.
Hajj today.
Yeah.
Now it's Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he was fulfilling Allah's command, he took his family there in a barren land, let alone abandoned them, but in a barren land, deserted, complete desert. He turns his back, leaves a sack of a little bit of dates and nothing, even just a little bit of water. And Ismail only had a little bit of milk from his mother's breast to suckle from them. As he turns his back, his wife is asking him, why are you leaving us? Where are you going, Ibrahim? No answer. Why are you doing this? Is there a specific reason? No answer. Until Hajar has to ask, is it Allah the one who commanded you to do this? That's when Ibrahim answers and says yes. Immediately after Ibrahim leaves, look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim, he doesn't just answer Hajar and then he starts wallowing in his sorrow. La. Ibrahim immediately, what does he say? Rabbi ja'al hadha baladan amina. وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. As he has literally moved far away from his family, that he's not able to see them, and he's far away from their sight, immediately he says, oh Allah, make this place, or this town, هذا a town, baladan. You know, there's a difference between al-balad and baladan.
Baladan.
Because there's a time when Surah Ibrahim, Allah dedicated an entire surah called Ibrahim, subhanAllah. He says, هذا البلد آمنا. Make this balad, this city. But then before that, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said that Ibrahim said, oh Allah, make this a city that would have security and grant their people also thamarat, which is provisions from rizq. And at the same time, even if they defy you, make sure that you give them the tamattu', the best of this world. And in the hereafter, you deal with them yourself. But don't deny them from the fruits of it. Give them endless fruits. Now what happens? Long story short, with Ibrahim alayhi salam. What makes Ibrahim connected to these days?
Yeah.
We notice that Ibrahim, through Ismail and Hajar, with Hajar going up and down Safa, Marwa, first of all, we find Zamzam.
Yes.
Subhanallah. Through Zamzam, at least they had water, because Ismail was very thirsty, that he was literally about not only to go through a lack of water and maybe feeling
dehydration
and lack of nourishment, like no nourishment at all and all of that. Ismail was about in life and death over here now.
SubhanAllah.
And it put Hajar in a very difficult position until Hajar heard a sound from the heavens telling her that Jibreel has come immediately. Now Jibreel brings water. And what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Rahimallahu umma Ismail. May Allah have mercy on the mother of Ismail. If only she knew, she wouldn't have held on to Zamzam. The reason why we call it Zamzam is because Hajar was saying Zam. Like literally gathering the water. Stop. Don't move. Don't go away. I want you. Stay here. But if she knew that Allah had placed for her something greater than what she had at that moment, she would have let Zamzam flow and it would have been a river of its own that the world has never seen before. Because Zamzam is water from heaven.
Allah.
Water from paradise, subhanAllah. Now,
and her yaqeen as well, Shaykh. Look at her yaqeen, subhanAllah. How
exactly.
She was obedient to her
subhanAllah.
Husband.
SubhanAllah. We're not talking about Ibrahim alone, we're talking about Hajar.
Hajar as
now, not only that, through Hajar, by Ismail alayhi salam, now living there, she was able to nurture Ismail to become a righteous boy who would accompany his father to build the Kaaba.
Build the Kaaba.
When we go to Hajj, what do? We circumambulate the Kaaba.
Yeah.
Now, if we go further, long story short, go forward again, we find that there's another correlation between Ibrahim and Hajj with these virtuous days that we have. How? Ibrahim sees in a dream, Ya bunay, inni ara fil mana. I see in my dream definitely, oh my beloved son, anni azbahuk, that I am slaughtering you. Fanzur madha tara. But then Ibrahim, knowing that Ismail is a devoted child, obedience, righteous,
yes,
who literally knows what he's doing and he knows what is right and what is wrong. And he is totally serving Allah and loves his father deeply, that
yes,
he knows his father is on the service of Allah, or at the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does the son say? Ya abati, oh my beloved father. Just like how Ibrahim addressed his son. If'al ma tu'mar. I wish if our children were like this today. Subhanallah.
Yeah.
My father, do that which you are commanded. Immediately, as Ibrahim takes his son to slaughter him, Shaitan attacks him the first time to delude them, to make them sway away from that path.
Yeah.
To sway them along, Ibrahim alayhi salam pelts at him and Iblis, he runs away. He disappears. First time.
Allah.
Second time, same thing. Third time, even worse. And he literally chases Iblis away. And immediately as he wants to slaughter his son, he tells his son, and his son agrees, and his son himself wants to face his face on the ground so that he doesn't see the face of his son, that he feels mercy for him, and we wouldn't be able to proceed with the command.
Yeah.
Immediately, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him? قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. What do the people of Hajj do today? They go to Jamarat.
Yes.
Al-Aqabah and the other two.
Yeah.
They do the small one, the middle one, the big one.
Big one, yeah.
And then we slaughter our animals. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You notice that Ibrahim has a connection with Hajj, but
yes,
there is something greater than that.
Mm.
We need to learn from Ibrahim. The one thing that we have to look at, what about his submission? What about his son's submission? What about Hajar's faith?
Allahu Akbar.
We need to learn from the Subhanallah.
Sheikh, and how can we, people who are going to Hajj, okay, how can we develop our Hajj, develop the quality of our Hajj, by kind of living all of these moments that Ibrahim alayhi salam went through in Ismail
Allah
and Hajar.
The way to live in these moments, just like Ibrahim, Hajar and Ismail, for what they went through, as long as you understand exactly the history itself, when you are there, you're literally, you know what they say, the eye that had seen is not the same as a person that literally just heard.
Yeah.
All right? ليس الخبر كالمعاينة. That's how we say it.
Anyway,
in Arabic.
Yeah.
When you are told, when you receive a news, it's not like the person witnessed it. So when you're there, you're literally in the grounds, actually. So what happens is connect yourself to the story of Ibrahim through that which he went through as you move along. When you go to the Jamarat al-Ula, the first Jamarat, Jamarat al-Aqaba, do make sure that you connect yourself. This is what happened to Ibrahim. When you go to the second one, the third one, you connect yourself to Ibrahim alayhi salam. When you slaughter your animal, which doesn't really happen nowadays, but if you know that it's time to slaughter, think about what Ibrahim had to go through. When Ibrahim had to lay the foundation, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ, the foundation of the Kaaba, when you go there, be grateful of the magnificence of the Kaaba.
And the Safa and Marwa.
Aywa. Safa and Marwa. You go up Safa, you think of Hajar. Go all the way to Marwa, think of Hajar. You notice that when you drink the water of Zamzam, say Alhamdulillah through Hajar, that Allah blessed us the water of Zamzam. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And these are so many things, you know, you do. That is the blessing of Hajj.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, Shaykh. And the blessing of going to these holy lands, mashallah, tabarakallah.
May Allah grant us the ability to go.
Ameen, that was what I was going to say, subhanAllah. Sheikh, our time has ended. Jazakallahu khair, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us here today, inshallah ta'ala. Next episode, we will be talking about the lessons from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, inshallah ta'ala. So we'll see you in the next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.